Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here on the Faith and Freedom Show. We were talking to Nathaniel Raymond of the Physicians for Human Rights at physiciansforhumanrights.org. And you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. And the number here is 888-850-1872. 888-850-1872. And the phone is open now for callers. And we had a limited amount of time there with Mr. Raymond. Appreciate what he was telling us. And if you just tuned in, he told a story about what's going on. There was an incident in, and it's a little bit complicated. It's a little bit, and let me tell you what, that Afghanistan thing is extremely complicated. And most of us just sit back and they say something on the news about how the troops are doing in Afghanistan, and they'll do a little 2 minute or 3 minute clip with a helmet cam or something like that with some guy with a squad going out in a little combat situation, bullets pinging off the walls of things and of little compounds. And so that's all we see. It's almost like a little clip out of basically a fiction movie thing or something. So we don't really know how complex that whole Afghanistan thing is. But when I saw this thing come out in the news where on Friday, the government says, oh, there's nothing here, folks. Move along. Press on. Just keep moving along here. Nothing to worry about here. Then on Monday, President Obama comes back and says, well, actually, there's something that we need to look into, and we're going to look into it. And that, I mean, just 3 days earlier, they said, we have looked into it, and there's nothing to look into. So that raised the red flag for me, and I realized this might be something that needs to be checked out. And when I checked it out, I guess I just searched for Afghanistan massacre. And then I got access to things. There's a 50-minute video that's been put together, a documentary, and some of the people in the documentary are no longer with us. They've been killed. Some of them have been beaten. The lucky ones have been beaten. Folks who had been giving testimony about what they saw as an eyewitness, they've been killed. Some of the truck drivers, some of the guys who had their trucks confiscated to move prisoners. And then while they were stopped at they saw what was going on, and people were unloading their machine guns into these containers where all these men were stacked. So it was a pretty horrific event. And when you trace it back, well, you say, well, they're the Taliban. Everybody tells us they're the bad guys. This week, and you know, the guys very well may be bad guys. How much do we really know about what's happening in Taliban, with the Taliban and different people in different factions? Are we partnering with some guys that are just as bad, if not worse? I mean, we really don't know what's going on in Afghanistan. And I'm just now, in the last few weeks, been trying to do some homework. And the point is to not just bring some weird kind of contentious thing up to you, but to go someplace with it. I liked what Nathaniel Raymond said right at the close of that last segment. He was talking about the principles that this nation was based upon from the very beginning. And I'm now going to have to look up what he was talking about with some of the things that George Washington did and some of his standards that he set. And I've been seeing comments, and I've got a magazine article here that quoted a little video that I watched. I watched a video about some guys who were teaching firemen and police officers. It was Homeland Defense guys, Homeland Security folks. They were having a little seminar to firemen and policemen and kind of preparing them for contingencies, you know, little weird things. What happens when terrorists come into your neighborhood? How should you behave? And one of the things the government instructor said, he said that those who founded our nation, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and all their friends, were terrorists. He said they were terrorists, and that they had a contract out on the king to have him killed and stuff. And I'm thinking, where's this guy getting this stuff? Why, that's in the government curriculum, or is he just making it up? Is he filling in the blanks and he doesn't know what he's talking about? But this is a government instructor teaching firemen and police that the people who founded the nation were terrorists. And then so this article, I don't have it here. It should be within my reach someplace. It talked about some history with regard to what the British thought of General George Washington. Did they consider him a terrorist? Actually, no. They were very respectful and had great admiration for General George Washington before, during, and after battles. So they didn't consider him a terrorist. They considered him an honorable man representing a different faction, so to speak, and had scruples, you know, and was, you know, essentially obeying the laws that you face, I guess, if you're going to have war. You know, it seems kind of insane to have the law of war. But if you're going to go to war, you better do it in a manly way, I guess. You know, I mean, when we one of the articles or the little clips that are sometimes played on the break is a statement of me quoting Sir William Blackstone. And Sir William Blackstone was talking about murder, and he was talking about what kind of homicide constitutes murder. And he was talking, and it even went into the thing where he explained that to kill anybody, even if they're in the womb, if you do that, it's murder, because they're, if you kill them by a potion or something like that, and that's, I'd say, the vast majority of, I guess, abortions are kind of like that. They give them saline abortion, things like that. The audio clip that we had, that we play, as somebody survived saline abortion. And Sir William Blackstone explained that the thinking of the day of the founders was that if you're going to take somebody on, you take them on. You give them an opportunity to prevail. Okay? If you're going to do the survival of the fittest, you're going to do the might makes right. You have to give the other side the fair chance, because otherwise you're just being evil. Cuz it very well may be that they're right and their might providentially prevail. So in this situation where you go up to thousands of guys that may have been recruited into this warfare activity against their will. One of the things that Nathaniel Raymond said, he said they weren't all Taliban. They weren't. They were an ethnic group that wasn't necessarily the same ethnic group as the Northern Alliance group, the guys that the United States was partnering with. So, but it may have been the guys in the neighborhood. The Taliban come in and they get a certain faction and they muster all the guys up. They give everybody a rifle and they say, well, we're going to go off to war against these other guys. Well, they may not be there because they really want to be. You know, there's a little different strange ways that people get recruited into that thing. So if the Northern Alliance, in partnership, standing there next to some British officers and standing there next to some American officers who have a reputation for basically humane treatment, you know, historically in American tradition, then these guys go, you know, those Americans and British guys aren't that bad a guy, you know, and I don't really want to be fighting them, and they got big bombs, and I don't want to really die. Sure, I'll turn in my weapons and give up. And then they do, and then what happens is the guys, the other ethnic group, the locals who are partnering with the Americans and the British, hate the guy's guts who just gave themselves up. Well, then, and all of a sudden they take retaliation on him, I mean, killing him. We're putting him in a situation where, oh, clumsy us. We stuffed 300 guys into a box with no air. Clumsy us. When we opened the doors several hours later in this, you know, over 90-degree heat, they suddenly fell out dead. Oh, and so here's the general, the local general that was in charge of this, makes this comment. He says, look how he defends this. He says, at the time, I got the wrong quote. It was stated clearly, this is basically at the organization he was working with in their report. It was stated clearly that no intentional massacre of prisoners of war had taken place. Well, what about an accidental, oops, massacre of prisoners of war? So that's kind of a weird thing that you see when people make statements like this. So why does it matter to us? And should we just, well, it happened in Afghanistan, it was 3,000 guys, we don't know who they are, we don't know who their names are, they're buried, it's an internal matter. Yes, possibly American forces were standing by and effectively protecting the guys who were doing the wrong. Should we look into it? Do we have any responsibility? What are the long-term ramifications if you, basically, when somebody does something overseas and they say, oh, they're an American, they're representing you. So they think that you are one of those bad guys that goes around sticking people after they give up in a box, either poisoning them or gassing them, or you know what I mean? You're putting them in a situation where they don't have a manly opportunity to go toe-to-toe to find out who's right and who's wrong. The law of war. Okay, so that's really why I think this is important. And it's up to this point been just right there under the rug. Now, when he made those statements, he kind of came out strong against the Bush administration. By the way, you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is Faith and Freedom Show. I do talk about the issues of the day. I try to on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. And sometimes these things, it's kind of hard to narrow it down in a nice little, even little structure where we can bounce it against the Constitution and the Bible and right versus wrong. But if we don't go to those references, right and wrong will never be determined. We start to get a little confused. So if you have a comment or question about that, give us a call at 888-850-1872. We have four different callers during the time I was interviewing Nathaniel Raymond, and we just didn't have the time to plug them into the conversation, so we didn't take them. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Here comes a call now. Hey, thank you for calling, caller, Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
David, I'd like to thank you, that's my comment, for having the petitions for human rights spokesman.
So I'm not always a bad guy. I mean, sometimes we're doing our best. Can I tell you, we're trying our hardest to give you a good show that's informative, substantive, and plays by the rules the best we can.
Well, I think, and that's why I'm thanking you, because what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. If we had American soldiers escorting those people to their deaths in those Connex boxes, which we did, and I've been aware of the story since its inception. But there's so many things going on, and I think the more we dig into things, just like you want to tie in the wrongfulness of abortion, which I don't disagree with. Nobody in my family will ever have one, to my knowledge, and I hope my neighbors don't either. So that's coming from not much of a Christian, but I do proclaim that heritage. But David, there's a movie, if you saw on the website, it's called Convoy of Death, and it's by Jamie Moran, and he's Irish, and it's been shown in over, I think, 31 countries. It was not shown here in this freest country on earth, land of the free and home of the brave, and our constitutional liberties will be reflective of our divine protection.
Hey, I'm going to hold you there because I'm going to give a plug for that. Okay, let's go ahead and tell people it's called Convoy of Death, and I forgot that. I forgot there's actually a subtitle kind of thing to that. But you can, if you want to go on the internet and look, and I think if there's like democracy.org or something like that, somebody's got that thing for about $40. And we're going to let you go back to your comments, but I want to go ahead and give it a plug. I think it's interesting. It's better. I think it's worth seeing. It's worth analyzing. And I think it very well may be that the United States guys weren't really the guys who set up the catastrophe. But what happened is it looks like that they were there and by implication were participating. And then there may be some more information that may be that actually they more than enabled some of the atrocities to occur. So it sort of creeped up on them and progressed. And it may be in somebody gave them a policy. Oh, you're not. That's an internal matter. Don't get involved with their handling of their prisoners. Who knows what kind of tasking was given some of these guys? You know, I think that's why there's especially important that there be a very detailed investigation. But we're going to. So Convoy of Death. And isn't there another part of the name of that? We got about 20 seconds before the take a break.
Afghan massacre and democracynow.org. And I watched it on television live on Free Speech TV, Free Speech on Dish Network. It's free. They don't charge you for that. And
okay, we're going to take a break. Hold on. Okay, hey, we're going to be back here on the Eagle 104.3 FM and tune in. I think this is important. Let's see where we can go with this. We've got to be constructive, substantive, get the constitutional basis, biblical basis, right versus wrong.